This is SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Willie, Willie. What is that? Is that short for something?
Willie is my professional name, Indiana.
Hey, lady, you call him
Patrick Creighton.
My professional name.
All right, joining us on the hotline right now, covers the NFL for SB Nation. He's Jeff Hauser. What's going on, Jeff?
What's happening, Patrick? How are you, man?
Doing all right, brother. So far of the short official off season here, what has been the most surprising move to you?
I don't even think the most surprising move was free agent related. I would say the most surprising move was the Jets moving up three spots, trading another 2 second round picks for a potential quarterback. I think time will tell if this was the perfect move by Todd Bowles and that coaching staff and really the front office. I just don't know if it's going to pay off dividends for them to move up. But in moving up, they saw something in that position to where they knew one of the teams waiting in the wings, like the Denver Broncos at five, they knew that they had their eyes on a quarterback. So they jumped up knowing that they could potentially nab their guy at that position.
So they give up, you know, to move from 6 to 3, they swap picks with the Colts, 2 seconds this year, a second next year. Did they grossly overpay to move up three spots?
Oh, I think so. I tremendously think so. I mean, for three spots to give up that much draft stock, I think the Indianapolis Colts are sitting back and just laughing and saying, well, you know, we can solidify some needs that we have with these picks, and this is going to be a very good draft with talent like it was last year. I think you're going to find some guys in the second and third, maybe even fourth rounds, who come in as day one starters. So I think for the Indianapolis Colts, you know, the funniest thing I saw on Twitter all week was their tweet to the New York Jets saying, it's a pleasure doing business with you, because they knew, you know, Chris Ballard, the Colts GM, got the best of this deal. And, I mean, we'll see how this all plays out later next month, when these draft selections are made. And really, for the Jets, they needed a franchise quarterback. They think they can find one in the draft after seeing Cousins go off the board, after seeing Case Keenum go off. And, I mean, really, what is left for the Jets? That's the biggest question mark going into this season, is how are they going to form an offense around a rookie quarterback if that's the direction that they're going to go throughout all this catastrophe?
Now, all right, so let's just look at this from the Colts' perspective of, yeah, if I'm the Colts GM right now, I'm sitting back somewhere laughing my ass off that I got as much to go only go down three spots as I did. Now, you know, Ballard has said, hey, look, you know, I'm looking to build my team through the draft. They've got more money than anybody, but they don't really want to spend it. Now, is it possible the Colts could move down again?
It's very possible. I mean, for the Colts, they have a quarterback in Andrew Luck. That some people have said that, you know, the rehab, they're waiting to see what happens with that. They need a good, reliable backup. I think maybe if they can move back a couple more spots to maybe the 10th, the 11th, somewhere in that range, they could, to stock up on more picks. And really, I think if this is the draft that they're looking for a backup for Andrew Luck, or if in a couple years Andrew Luck gets put back on the market, you know, something may happen, they may release him because of this injury. I mean, time will tell on that. I think the quarterbacks that are there, you could still have one of these guys drift down to the number 10 position, whether that be Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma, the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, or Josh Rosen, who I think he is the number one quarterback in this draft. He still may be available depending on how teams look at this. I mean, you have the Cleveland Browns sitting with that pick. What's going to happen? And even Cleveland has said the number one pick is kind of up for grabs at this point. Make us an offer. You know, let's see what someone has to offer us in return. I mean, that's kind of been their MO forever, and they haven't really used their picks towards anything. So I think for Cleveland's side, they may want to be looking for some stock. So it may not be a quarterback in their eyes. You know, everyone had said that Wyoming's Josh Allen was a good quarterback. I just don't see it. He has a good arm. His accuracy is not there. he may slip in this draft depending on how scouts really have put him. And then you have Sam Darnold, who had a horrible bowl game in the Cotton Bowl against Ohio State. That, I think, has hurt. But then again, you have the Broncos, who have kind of scouted him from time to time. And, you know, we're there in Dallas for that game. You know, everything is really up in the air at this point on how the teams in the top 10 are going to go. But I really do think out of those four quarterbacks, you could see one of them last past the 10th pick.
Jeff, how concerned should teams be about Josh Rosen's concussion history?
I don't think any. I mean, coming from my side of things, watching this guy in the Pac-12 for the last 3 years, I think that he's a very solid quarterback. I think really what you have to be concerned about with him is, can he develop his game to the next level? You're talking about a guy who has had some weapons on offense. He's thrown for, just this past season, almost 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, completed almost 63% of his passes. He has all the intangibles of what a good quarterback should be in the NFL. Can he develop into that style of not really playing up to a skewed offense for him? Because that's really what he has had with Jim Mora. Is he's had a skewed offense for the last 3 years that has catered to those needs of what Rosen has wanted. You know, that's not going to be the case in the NFL for any team. I think drafting him high, he's going to go within the first 10 picks, let's just say.
All right, now,
in the first 10 picks, I think that you're going to find a team try and cater to his style, but ultimately at the end of the day, he's going to have to develop and play for whatever's thrown at him.
Now for the Jets, you know, you give up all that draft collateral, you're obviously going quarterback. So they move up to 3. Now, there had been a lot of talk about, you know, would the Browns take Saquon Barkley at 1 because, well, the Colts don't need a quarterback. You know, so the guys they've been linked to would be Barkley and Chubb. So, you know, take Barkley at 1 to make sure the Colts don't get any ideas. And then when you come back at 4, either Rosen or Darnold will still be there and you get your guy. Now that the Jets have, you know, kind of played their hand early, in my opinion, you know the Jets want a quarterback. Does it change the Browns' thinking where now they go quarterback number 1 to make sure that they get their guy?
Yeah, no, I agree with that sentiment. I look at even within the top 5 now. You have the Cleveland Browns with the first and the fourth pick. If one of those picks is not a quarterback, that's a huge mistake for the Cleveland Browns. Knowing their history, knowing the style that they need to play to, I mean, Tyrod Taylor is a great quarterback, but he's not going to fit this style. He's going to be a backup in this style of offense that they have. But in those first 4 picks, one of those, I think, for the Browns definitely needs to be Saquon Barkley. Great, humble kid from the Bronx. He can be that guy who is really versatile, a pass-catching back and a power back for them. But the other one has to be a quarterback, whether that be, you know, Josh Rosen or whether that be a Baker Mayfield. I think you need to develop a quarterback in this draft because it is so centered around the quarterback position. But then you have the Denver Broncos at 5. You know, what's going to happen there? And I think that's another reason why the Colts jumped up from 6 to 5, because they knew that there were the two teams hanging there in the Browns and in the Broncos who were needing a quarterback. And that's kind of their thought. So I think right off the bat, we're going to see what happens in this draft. I'd really think that the Broncos, you know, if Baker Mayfield is still there at 5, they're going to jump up and get him.
He's Jeff Hauser, covers the NFL for SB Nation. Jeff, how can people find you online?
Definitely follow me on Twitter at Radio Hauser, HAUSER.
Jeff, appreciate you coming on with us, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, as always, thank you for having me.
All right, buddy, anytime. Jeff Hauser, SB Nation, covers the NFL. You know, Tubbsy, he said something very interesting in his last answer that I want to talk to you about next.